One of the few commodities in the Agriculture Department's December world supply and demand estimates that featured a U.S. contribution for the month was cotton.
You see some increases in places like Texas, but they're a big producer. We got a little over 360,000 additional bales of production.
World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Seth Meyer says, in addition, Australian cotton production estimates increased as well.
So increased global production about just under a million bales.
Yet little demand via mill use and consumption in global balance sheets resulted in most of that production increase going to ending stocks. Meyer says it was a similar story for the U.S. supply and demand ledger for December.
We had some declines in mill use and increases in exports that were largely offsetting, so the basic result is that increased production ends up in stocks. You might have made a change in the balance sheet had it not been for that increase in production, but we think that that increase in production we got this month will kind of keep a lid on prices, and prices are unchanged this month.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.